Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
And we're back with Rabbi Beryl Wein. Rabbi Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week is the parsha of Truma. It's the appeal for good services, wealth, to help build the Mishkan, the tabernacle in the desert. So the question naturally begs itself, why does God have to have people give of their material goods in order to build a holy tabernacle? I mean, if God wanted a tabernacle, it can descend from heaven ready-made. And what is the concept that human beings have to contribute to build it? But I think that that alone is the main lesson in this idea of Truma, is that even though the Lord doesn't need our buildings and he doesn't need our contributions, man needs it. Man has to have a purpose. He has to feel that somehow he's engaged in a holy endeavor and holy work. And the only way that we can feel that way is through tangible means. We are unable to, you can think and contemplate all you want about goodness and fairness, etc. But that, if it doesn't translate itself into actual behavior, into deeds and actions, so then it remains not only up in the air, it remains really unfulfilled. This is a world, la'asos, it's a world to do things in. And that's why Judaism even has laws regarding giving charity, how much to give, who to give, when to give. We don't leave it to be a when the Spirit moves you type of thing, because of the fact that this is how we become partners, so to speak, with our Creator in making a better world.
Is that similar to circumcision, where God creates man in a certain way, then man has to perform an act,
so to speak? Yeah. Well, that's the Jewish idea, no question. That's the idea. Correct, Josh. And there are many other things. The world, exquisite as it is, never was created perfect. It was always created with room for improvement, room for human activity. Otherwise, civilization would not advance one whit, right? We'd all be back in the Stone Age, and that we'd say that's what God wants, right? And there are people who say that. You know, we're going to go back to nature. We go back to nature. Really, it's a, if you think about it, it's a fearsome type of future for us. So this idea of the Mishkan, of building something with human talent, human ability, human wealth, all of that plays into this great role of lasos, of creation itself. So we have to see the Mishkan, so to speak, as a miniature world. And just as the Mishkan had to be constructed by human beings and required human effort and human sacrifice and human donations, well, we have to see the world that way also. The only way the world will be built is also by human beings doing the best that they can, attempting to be compassionate and good, and sharing one with another. And that really is the concept that we see here in this parsha of Truma, where Moshe makes this appeal to help build the Mishkan.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Truma.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.